Okay, we're now continuing in the third parak of Maseches Challah, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Hey and Vav. So the Mishnah tells us that based on the Chumash says, Ariso Sechem, that your dough is Chayiv in Challah. So the Gemara Menachas, Tav Samach Zayin, says, that tells me that if it belongs to Ariso Sechem, Velo Shel Nachri, that if it belongs to a Nachri, if the dough belongs to a Nachri, then it's going to be Pater from Challah. So working with that assumption, that a dough of a Nachri is similar to the Drasha the Gemara has of Melechas Ochel Nefesh on Yom Tov, that you're not allowed to do Melecha, Ach Asher Ye'aseh L'chol Nefesh Hu Levado Ye'aseh Lachem, and we dash on Lachem V'lo L'Nachrim, that you're not allowed to cook, for example, for a Nachri on Yom Tov. So here also, Ariso Sechem means, and not for a Nachri. If the dough belongs to a non-Jew, it's Pater from Hafrash Eschala. So if a non-Jew gives flour to a Jewish person to make dough for him, but it belongs to the non-Jew the whole time, just because you happen to be a professional baker working in a non-Jewish environment, it does not mean that you are that you're chayiv in hafrashas challah. It's going to be pater from challah. I think Rabbi Reisman said that his father became a baker, you know, the famous Reisman's brownies, because he was trying to get to America and there was room on a Navy ship for an assistant baker, and he knew nothing about baking, but he wanted to get to America, so he said, I'll volunteer as an assistant baker. So on that ship to America, he learned how to bake, and that's why the whole world enjoys Reisman's brownies. But when you're in such an environment where he said it was very helpful to know that to be the assistant baker, because he thought he'd be able to eat bread on the whole journey there. But then he realized as he was in the kitchen that they put lard in all the bread, so he was only able to subsist on peiros the entire time. But be that as it may, if you're in that kind of environment where you're a Jewish person that's making dough, that's making bread, but it doesn't belong to Jews. The bread belongs to a Nachri, so it's pater from Rafashas Chala. The son of the Matana, but if the non-Jew gives you the dough as a gift, so Adshlo Gilgal, if he gave it to you as a gift before the Gilgal Isa, before you needed the dough, then Chayiv, then you're Chayiv in Chala, because then at the time of the Chiyuv, it belonged to a Jew. Umisha Gilgal, pater, but if he only gave it to you as a gift after the Gilgal Isa, after the dough was already needed, then you're going to be pater from Chala. Now, not only does a dough of a Nachri not chayiv in challah, dough that's too small is not chayiv in challah. So what if you have dough that is large enough, but it's jointly owned by a Nachri and a Yisrael, and if you were to divide it between them, each one were to take their portion, it would not be large enough. So osi isa im ha'ovid cham, if a Jew makes a dough together with a non-Jew, each one is part owner of the dough, im ein b'shal Yisrael k'shir challah, if the Jew portion of the dough is not large enough to be chayiv in challah on its own, then pater min challah. Then the entire dough is pater from challah, even though when you're looking at the dough, it seems that it's plenty big, and it's definitely the shir challah, but the part that's owned by the non-Jew doesn't count toward the shir challah, and therefore it's going to be pater from challah. The clear implication is that if the Jew owns chameshas rivei akav of flour, then it is going to be chayiv in challah. The fact that there's partial ownership of a non-Jew in that dough is not enough to exempt it from challah. It has to be enough ownership that the Jew is left with pachos mikashir. Mishnah Vav then discusses gershin is gayer. Let's say a person converts, he becomes a Jew, v'haisalo isa, and he already owned the dough beforehand. Nasaslat shalom is gayer. So if he made the dough, he fully needed the dough before he converted, pater. So it belonged to a non-Jew at that time, and therefore it's pater from challah. But if the dough was completed after he converted, then chayiv, then he's going to be chayiv to be mafresh challah. But if he's not sure whether the dough was made before or after the conversion, meaning he was at the mikveh and he had a baker working in his kitchen, he wanted to make a big party to celebrate his conversion, right? So he went to the mikveh to go convert, and he had to hire someone to go prepare his dough for him. And they weren't sure of the timing. Did they make the dough? Did they need the dough before his tefillah? Or after the tefila, so chayiv, he has to separate challah from it because there's a suffix whether it's chayiv and challah. So you have to be machmir on the suffix. But vein chayiv nala chomesh. But if a non kohen eats it, then you don't have to pay the extra chomesh. Normally, if a non-kohen eats challah, you have to pay back not only the value of the challah, but you have to add a penalty of a chomesh. But when in a b'makom safek, you don't have to add that penalty of the chomesh, because in order to have the rights to the chomesh, the kohen would have to prove that you took something that belonged to him. But over here, he can't prove it because nobody knows if it was actually chayiv and challah or not. Rabbi Kiva Amar Kol Halichachar Krima B'Tanur. The Rabbi Kiva disagrees and says that it all depends on when it became crusted in the oven, meaning that specifically when it comes to this issue of the ger, that whether the ger is chayiv to be mafresh challah doesn't depend on whether he was Jewish when the dough was kneaded. It depends on whether he was Jewish at the time that the dough was crusted in the oven. Even because Rabbi Kiva holds the dough becomes chayiv and challah when there's a crust on the dough, not when it was completed. And l'chora, Rabbi Kiva is not only arguing on this last Mishnah. Every halacha we've learned in this parak until now about Misha Gilgal Ha'isa being everything. Where did it belong to Hegdish at the time of the Gilgal Ha'isa? Did it belong to was it chayiv in Maestros here at the time of the Gilgal Isa, did it belong to a Nachri at the time of the Gilgal Isa? All of those things, all of those halachos, l'chora, Rabbi Akiva is going to disagree with every single one of them, and he's going to say it does not depend on the Gilgal Isa. It depends on Krima B'Tanur. Now, this Mishnah is a very critical Mishnah because we have a whole host of questions about a ger that does something when he's a non-Jew and how that affects him when he is a Jew. Meaning, what if a ger cooks a whole feast for himself in the morning of his gerus because he wants to prepare a big party to celebrate his gerus, and then he comes home after his gerus and he realizes, okay, everything I cooked is bishalakum because I was not Jewish this morning. So that's the shaila. Is that do we assume that even though it's klapei himself, it's bishalakum? Things of that nature. Or a ger converts and he has all these kelim klei suuda. Does he need to do tevilas kelim on all of his klei suuda? Because after all, he didn't buy it from a guy, but it went from the possession of a guy, which he was that morning, to the possession of a Jew. So these are fascinating topics in halacha that are discussed extensively in the poskim. But to summarize what the Mishnah said today, Mishnah Hay told us that if an Ovid Kochavim owns the dough, even though a Jew is the one kneading it, it's Pater M'chala, but if the non-Jew gives it as a matana to the Jew, and it already belongs to the Jew at the time of the kneading, then it's Chayiv and Chala. And we also said that if there's a dough that's owned jointly by a Jew and non-Jew, it's only chayiv and challah if the Jew's portion of the dough is a sheer challah. And then in Mishnah Vav we learned that if a person converts and he has a dough, so it all depends, did he convert, was he Jewish already at the time of the kneading of the dough? And if we're not sure if he was Jewish, then he is chayiv to be mafresh challah, but if a Yisrael eats that challah, they're not going to have to pay a chomesh. And then we had the unusual or the very different sheet of Rabbi Akiva against all of these Mishnayos that says that it doesn't depend on the Shas Gilgul Ha'isa, rather it depends on the Shas Krima B'Tanur. So B'Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin.